Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to OCCL Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Akshat Goenka, Joint Managing Director of OCCL Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to everyone. Along with me, I have Mr. Anurag Jain, Chief Financial Officer, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. We have uploaded our results and investor presentation for the quarter ended 30th June 2025 on the stock exchanges and company website. Hope each one of you had a chance to go through the same. We have started FY26 on a positive note. Revenue stood at rupees 123 crores, a growth of 14% from Q4 FY25, and EBITDA also grew by 36%, driven by an increase in sulfuric acid margins. With the recent imposition of anti-dumping duties on imports from Japan and China, there will be improvement in the domestic market realization. We have been able to pass on some of these anti-dumping benefits in this July quarter to our customers, and we hope to pass on the balance in the upcoming quarters. At the same time, we have started evaluating further actions against countries that were not covered in this round one of anti-dumping, as well as the countries that were covered but have now further reduced their prices. This battle from our side will continue on to ensure a proper level playing field and a level price in the Indian market, and we will do everything that we can for that. Now to share a few industry highlights. The insoluble sulfur market continues to witness stable demand, which is growing steadily year on year, but global realizations continue to remain weak due to oversupply. However, they are stabilizing now. Despite this, the long-term fundamentals of the insoluble sulfur market remain intact, driven by structural growth in the global tire industry and the rising demand for high-performance environment-compliant products, but we are quite confident in navigating through these challenges smoothly. While certain external challenges remain beyond our control, we at OCCL Limited continue to prioritize technology-led innovation, cost optimization, and product development. Additionally, we are actively working to enhance product quality with a growing emphasis on improving dispersion and thermal stability, which are critical performance attributes for the next generation of tires. Going forward, our strategy is going to be to focus on product innovation, cost optimization, and gaining larger share and better margins in the domestic market, driving sustainability by enhancing production efficiency and reducing our carbon footprint, and strengthening our customer base through long-term contracts. To conclude, even during the most challenging industry down cycles, the company has consistently maintained profitability and delivered strong cash conversion while paying out dividends to our shareholders, reflecting the strength of our core business and disciplined execution. Backed by a robust financial position, deep customer relationships, and operational flexibility, we are well positioned to capitalize on opportunities as the market environment improves. Now, I would like to hand over the line to Mr. Anurag Jain to update you on the financial performance of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, Akshat. I will take you all through the financials of the company. Total income stood at rupees 123 crores and witnessed a growth of 14% from Q4 FY25. EBITDA stood at rupees 27 crores, a growth of 36% from Q4 FY25. EBITDA margins were at 21.7% against 18.1% earlier. Profit after tax stood at rupees 13 crores. PAT margins were 10.6%. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Ketan from SMIF Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, first question is this jump in top line. You had mentioned that this is largely because of the sulfuric acid. But sir, what we understand that the sulfur, which is the raw material, so that price is still elevated, like it has not come down. Our plant of sulfuric acid was operating at near peak levels. So this jump in top line and this margins which you mentioned, how come it is from sulfuric acid? So what has changed basically?
So exactly what you are pointing out is changed. The sulfuric acid market operates at sulfur plus levels. So the selling price operates at sulfur plus levels. Since sulfur prices are elevated, therefore selling price of sulfuric acid is also on the higher side. Not only that, the margins on sulfuric acid were also better than historical. So that is why we see sulfuric acid contributing to the higher top line.
But sir, I believe like particularly in a quarter, anywhere contribution of sulfuric acid could be around in the range of 15 to 20 crore. This 15 crore jump in our this quarterly numbers, is it completely attributable to this sulfuric acid or also from insoluble sulfur?
No, it is not completely attributable to sulfuric acid, but yes, sulfuric acid has contributed considerably into this.
Okay. Sir, this imposition of anti-dumping duty in insoluble sulfur, sir, still we know like so capacity is in excess of demand. Do you see any case like wherein the global producers can cut the anti-dumping duty and still continue the imports in India, considering the demand is muted and there is an overcapacity?
So what has happened is that, you know, when we started the process of anti-dumping duty, the average import price of China was $1,300, which had already come to an average of about $1,100 by Q4 FY25, and that is what we were matching. So they had already reduced the price earlier. Now, looking at the cost structure, which we know very well, we doubt the capability of these manufacturers to reduce the price further from this point. So whatever upside that I am going to have from now, and which is quite considerable, that from July onward we are going to have an upside, that is on this depressed price that we already were matching in the market.
Got it. So this anti-dumping duty, I believe, is imposed against China and Japan. So Flexis, like which is in US, is there any chance like they could continue to dump excess material?
Well, if you look, when we were looking at the Flexis, we saw on their website that they have decided to increase the prices by $250 for the Indian market.
Sorry, I didn't get it. They have increased the prices.
Flexis has declared on their website that they are increasing the prices for the Indian market by $250. I can assume that they were also selling at a lower price because of this Chinese import that was once anti-dumping duty has been imposed, they have also declared that they will increase the price. Of course, the reasons that they give is because of innovation and cost related to innovation and research, they are, and market and raw material prices. They are increasing the price by $250 in the Indian market.
Got it. Sir, just one last question, sir. Onto the cost side, when we look at employee and other expense, so these expenses have declined compared to our increase in top line. Any particular change which has happened? Because when we look at the trend of the last 3-4 quarters, this quarter has the lowest cost.
So as far as employees' cost is concerned, yes, we have been very careful in not increasing our employee cost. So we are keeping a tight leash on all costs, As far as other expenses are concerned, yes, they have declined over last quarter for two things. For the last two, three quarters. But of course, in the last quarter, there was some stamp duty payment related to the demerger, which was sitting in the last quarter, about 3.5 crores, I think. And secondly, international freights have come down a little bit. But then the main reason is the stamp duty in the previous quarter that we paid, which is not there now.
Okay, got it. So, sir, adding the 3.5 crore also, still the number looks lower only.
Yes, yes. So there would be some saving here and there on an annualized basis. Sometimes, you know, the expenditures get distributed not evenly over the quarter. But we are looking at savings in other costs also. How much it will actually happen will reflect in the 6-monthly account.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Videsh Gandhi from Discover Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So, you know, just wanted to understand in terms of where we are in terms of normalized and earning going ahead. I understand that in the earlier quarters, we had impact of freight rate. So this quarter, is it reflecting a normalized freight rate? And is the upside for the anti-dumping already in this quarter's number? Or is it a little bit partially in this quarter's numbers, or how should we look at these two?
So, if you look at Q2 and Q3, freights have already come down, and they have come down to a level which has been consistent for the last one or two quarters. Obviously, when geopolitical situation in terms of war stabilizes, it could come down further to the historical levels, but at now they are stable. As far as your question to anti-dumping duty is concerned, the anti-dumping duty was imposed in the month of June. And therefore, the impact of the anti-dumping duty is not present in our current quarter performance. It will reflect in our next quarter performance.
Correct. And if we were to understand in terms of the anti-dumping duty, how much of the benefit do you think we will be able to keep as opposed to, you know, what we had indicated, like passing on to the customers? How should we look at it?
So, see, the benefit which will reflect in the balance sheet will be amalgamated balance benefit of the increase in prices and decrease or increase in direct costs. For example, sulfur or other things. But we are looking at a benefit of about 70 to 80 lakh rupees per month.
So about 70 to 80 lakh rupees will be the benefit of anti-dumping duty to us per month at the PBT level, effectively.
Yes, yes. At PBT level, this is what we are looking at least.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Piyush Bangar from Vijit Global Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Basically, I have two questions. The first one is regarding the volume sales and realization of FY25 and 26. So basically, what was out of our capacity of 39,500 of insoluble sulfur and 88,000 MPP of sulfuric acid, what was the capacity utilization in FY25?
So, as far as insoluble sulfur is concerned, the capacity utilization was around 70%, give or take a percentage. And for sulfuric acid, it was 100%.
Okay. And what was the realization in the both the products, insoluble sulfur and sulfuric acid, in domestic and exports market in FY25?
Sorry, I cannot discuss that number because of competitive reasons.
Okay. Basically, what was the EBITDA, EBITDA level and PBT in the segments, insoluble sulfur and sulfuric acid?
Again, this is something I cannot disclose for this.
Okay, so basically, let's say that we have X amount of realization in FY25. What do we expect that this realization trend in FY26? Both in insoluble sulfur and sulfuric acid.
So you have already seen that my first quarter is about at 125 crores. Right? So if we go, if we maintain the same run rate, assuming that, you know, sulfuric IS prices will go up, sulfuric acid prices might come down. Even at the same run rate, this translates to, the quarterly run rate translates to about 500 crores.
Okay.
I cannot be more specific on this because there is so much upheaval in currency and raw material prices. I can only say that we can take some clue or guidance from our current quarter performance, which is 125 crores.
Okay. And as you said that the anti-dumping duties impact is not was not there in the Q1 results. So, do you feel that the 21% of margins are sustainable in the long run, or it's on a lower side?
Again, we feel that this is something, at least for this year, we should be having. Whether it will increase or decrease will again depend on the geopolitical situation, on the exchange rate, on the raw material prices, which are all something which, you know, today I cannot dare to guess about. With the, you know, for example, what Trump is doing, what are the sanctions which are being put against Russia or against, you know, what is European Union doing. There are so many things which are turning out that will help, that will have impact on exchange rates and other raw materials. So I would say that, you know, this is a good guidance to begin with, our quarter, and that is the only guidance I can give as of now.
Okay, basically company has reduced debt by 11 crore in FY25, and right now total debt is somewhere about 56 crore in FY25. So do we have any plans to reduce it further in FY26?
So at 50, out of 56 crore, I think 34 crore on 31st March. 34 crore was the long-term debt, which is, it was the rest is working capital. This 34 crores will be repaid in 2 years in normal course. So it's very much less which is left, which we are repaying on time. It will be repaid by the end of the next financial year.
Okay. Okay. In annual report.
Mr. Piyush, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting.
Sure. Thank you very much for the opportunity. So much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav from Honesty and Integrity Incorporation. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for providing the opportunity. So I have a lot of questions, but I will ask two or three of them and then I will come back in the question queue. If I compare you versus some of your international competitors, so is there a fundamental difference in technology adopted by our plants and our competitors like China Sunshine? If you can just help us understand what are the differences in technology.
So we are not privy to their exact technology, but one difference that we have against a few of the Chinese technology that we know is that they have a high temperature technology, and we don't. Our technology is a low temperature technology, which requires lesser energy. Other than that, I cannot comment.
Okay, but then what explains the difference between their expansion? Their expansion is always in the range of like say 30,000. MTPA, while our expansion is always in the range of 5,500 MTPA. So, I was just trying to understand what
depends on the cash flow that they have and the kind of expansion that they do. What we understand is, you know, we take small bites and then grow accordingly. They take a larger bite. That is the only explanation I can have.
Okay. And in terms of the product portfolio that we have, sorry, can you hear me? There's some discussion.
Yeah, please tell me.
Yeah. So in terms of the product portfolio, do we have more diversified product portfolio and the competitors have more, you know, standardized product that they sell at large scale? Would that be a correct statement, or it is not the case? They also have very...
So we have number of smaller lines which makes it possible for us to run three or four or two or three as the market requires kind of products. According to the market, the flexibility in that aspect that we have, most of our competitors don't. And if I look at the offerings that we have, I think ours is in number of offerings one of the best in the industry.
Got it. Understand. And the last question for this round for me is that, you know, if we look at you know, Eastman, when before the period it was acquired by IOCL, now we see the amount of innovation and newer products that are coming out of from that side has reduced considerably. So how do you explain this, and do you think that it has an impact on us, because we were always trying to be ahead of Chinese because of this innovation cycle going on, but now innovation cycle has stopped and that's why probably Chinese has gained to some extent on us. Would that be a right statement?
The Chinese product is now, if we talk about 3-4 years back, Chinese product used to lag behind in quality. Now their product is as good. So that is one thing. I think that there always comes a time in any product when the innovation slows down a little bit. Maybe that is the situation with insoluble sulfur also, as far as Flexsys is concerned, or any other insoluble sulfur manufacturer for that matter. Step by step increase in quality is always happening with all the manufacturers. So, within the same product portfolio, the quality keeps on increasing.
Got it. Understand. So I will now come back in the question. Yes. I have more, but I will come back in the question.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Dipanshu Sampat, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Good afternoon. So the first question I had was on your comment of annual run rate of 500 crores. I think that's the number you had mentioned in the 3Q call as well, right? So when we had discussed this, then you said the annual run rate should be about 500 crores at current capacities. Given the price changes and the ADD, then this number not really changing. So any reason for that?
No, what I said was that considering my current quarter performance, where I have done 125 crore, that is the best guidance I can give. The basis, the changes... prices and realization change on exchange rates, they change on raw material prices. Of course, I will get a benefit of ADD in my domestic sales, but they might get offset if the sulfuric acid price comes down and if sulfur prices come down. So based on that, that is what I am saying. The best estimate I can give is the current quarter.
Sure. Okay. And so my second question is for Mr. Goenka. In the FY24 annual report, it was mentioned that, you know, that of the pre-demerger entity, that the demerger would help us explore global alliances and partnerships, which is absent in the FY25 annual report for OCCL. So is there a rethink on the strategy? Can you please throw some light on this and how are we thinking about this?
So there is no rethink on the strategy. I absolutely maintain what we had said earlier. that the demerger would help us in doing all these things, but you know, these things are better spoken about if and when they happen. You know, that time when we were doing the demerger, this was given as a stated objective. All I can say is that that objective still remains alive.
Sure. Thank you. Wishing you all the very best.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mohit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I have two questions. The first is regarding the new products of the company. As you said that company is trying some products under insoluble sulfur, and the company is also spending 1.66 crore in the R&D. So, and along with that, company has also ventured into the renewable energy and power generation thing. So could you please elaborate that what are the future plans of the company regarding the new products, and what is the relevance of this renewable energy and power generation thing? And can we expect some kind of revenue in FY26 or ahead from this renewable energy and this thing?
So, to first address your renewable energy question, number one, renewable energy will not have any impact on the revenue.
Okay.
It is a move towards our goal for sustainability. We have already covered both our plants with rooftop solar power generations. We have also contracted for 3.5 megawatt, about 3.2 megawatt captive power plant buying from Haryana for our Dharwara plant, which should start in October, maybe end September, October. So these are as far as electricity is concerned. We have we had some surplus steam for which we have put up a turbine last year, and which is now operating, so that is another source of power, which is clean power without burning any fuel. So these are the sustainable power initiatives that we have taken. As far as utility is concerned, we have greatly brought down our utility consumption, and whatever is left has all been turned into gas from liquid fuel. Though we have a coal boiler in Mundra, but that is the only place where we are having solid fuel. Otherwise, everywhere we are using gas. So there has been a substantial reduction in utility consumption, which has again helped us to inch towards our objective of net zero carbon by 2050. So that is one thing. The other thing was about new products. We have always been saying, and our R&D has always been focused into getting better products. Where we continue in our journey to always improve dispersion and stability of our product in order to anticipate and meet the future requirements of our customers, that is tire companies, which are also evolving on account of the evolution in the kind of cars which are now moving to EV and other places. So this is a continuous journey that we are doing, where we are improving our products on the continuous basis.
So do we have any significant product in our pipeline in new products or something?
We have been making significant improvements in our products.
Okay.
All the time.
Basically.
Yes.
Okay. And we have spended 1.66 crore in R&D. So what is the strength of the team in R&D?
R&D, we must be adding about, I can't say offhand, but maybe around 12 to 15 people.
Okay. My next question is, I just want to know the unit economics of tire manufacturing in India, that how much insoluble sulfur is required, for example, let's say, in per unit manufacturing of the tire.
So the way they measure is part per rubber, and there our requirement is around 3 to 5% depending on the recipe of each tire. So how much rubber is used? 3 to 5 parts per rubber. As a percentage of total cost, it is very less. It is less than 1%, or rather, it's maybe 0.7 or 0.8% or around that.
So basically, insoluble sulfur costs about 0.7
or 4. If you look at the turnover of all the tire companies in India, right, and you look at our turnover, and, you will have a fairly good idea.
Okay. Can you, do we have any capacity expansion plans?
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. May we request you to return to the question queue for follow-up questions as there are several participants waiting.
Yeah, okay. I just have thing that any CapEx plan we have. That
so CapEx will be, we will take up once we have, once we are utilizing our current capacities optimally, then we will look at CapEx. Currently, there is enough capacity lying around. So this is not the time we have to expand.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Anupam Jain from Indira Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of numbers. So, recently the anti-dumping duty was imposed and you were saying that market share, domestic market share will be added in this. Now this duty is imposed for 5 years. I just want to understand, we are currently at 60% market share. What will be our domestic market share going forward for 1 or 2 years? If you have that horizon.
So, see, our domestic market share is currently 55%. And with the imposition of anti-dumping duty, we do hope that it will go up over a period of time, maybe to over 60%. So that is our hope. Let us see how quickly it it pans out.
Okay. So what you are saying is 40% is still coming from outside after anti-dumping duty?
I am saying over 60%. I am not saying 40% will come over from outside.
No, so because we are the only domestic manufacturer of insoluble sulfur.
You have asked me whether you are looking at increase in your market share. I said yes. We are looking at an increase in market share. We are hoping that from the current 55% market share, we will go over 60%. That is the reply I have given.
I get it. So what I'm trying to just ask you is, so still importers are, insoluble sulfur is still getting imported in our country. I just want to understand why is that happening, even after anti-dumping duty.
Anti-dumping duty has just been imposed in June.
I am not asking about just right now. I am asking about a year from now, maybe 2 years. That's what I am asking the perspective. Why will not this be 60% or 55%, that is? Why will it not go to 90 or 100%? That's my question.
So firstly, anti-dumping duty has not been imposed on Malaysia. And we are now going to be going whole hog to rectify that issue also, because even Malaysia is dumping in this country. So today our things have been limited even by them, and the Chinese have also dropped prices further after anti-dumping has come in, so that those things need to be rectified. You know, these are all very highly competitive information, and I don't think we should be speaking in so much detail on the call. But let's see what happens in a year's time.
Okay. What do you expect your sustainable margins going forward?
Sorry?
Sustainable margins going forward.
It's very difficult to say. I have already replied this this question, that we have the margin of the current quarter. It's very difficult in this current geopolitical situation. It's very difficult to give a future guidance on sustainable margins.
Okay. Last question will be the cash. You will be generating significant cash flow, I think, so this year and now, because the investment company is already demerged. What will be the cash flow planning for this? Will you be looking to return to the shareholder? Will you be looking to venture into a newer segment? What will the thought process about this? Can you just throw some light?
See, we will be giving dividend as per our declared dividend policy. The rest,
yeah, 35-40%, we get that. But apart from that, are you thinking about growth?
It is not. Who said that our dividend policy is 25%?
Historical, last year that was your payout.
Yeah, but that is not our dividend policy. Dividend policy is there on the website. You can go and read the policy. So you will get clarity on what our dividend policy is, number one. Number two, we would be conserving cash flows to have our kitty ready for fighting the market, for, you know, in catching opportunities in the future, and if and when the opportunity for expansion comes, so we will have that kitty with us.
And this will be in the insoluble sulfur segment only?
I don't know.
No, we can assure you that this money that is here will not be used to make financial investments like AG Ventures is making. And that is our commitment. It will be used only for strategic purposes.
Okay. Thank you. That will be all for me.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Amit Gori, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you. My question has already been answered. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Aditya Ketan from SNIF Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the follow-up. Sir, in the exports market, suppose out of 100, how much exports today are to US and to Europe?
US and Europe both constitute the significant amount of exports that we have. I cannot give you the exact numbers, but I can say that the bulk of exports that we do are constituted by US and Europe.
Okay. Sir, into the North American market earlier, sir, I believe so, in the last 1 to 2 years, we were striving hard to gain market share in the US market. But sir, now, sir, so standing today, so India is imposed on a 25% tariff, so versus Japanese player, so 15%. I know, sir, so these things are uncertain and can change over time, but sir, standing today, how you see, like, exports from Japan to US will go up, and from OCCL to US will go down? How should, like, we look at this?
Now, if you are talking about insoluble sulfur per se, it is very, very early to talk about it. They have been declared yesterday. They have also said that we are still under negotiation. We are yet to talk to our customers post the imposition of the duty. Most of the sales that we do are strategic, whether they will be impacted by this another additional 15% duty, because remember 10% had been imposed with effect from April, which did not have any impact, you know, with vis-a-vis the export that we were doing with US. So how this pans out is something which we are trying to understand, and we will have more clarity once these rates are notified. They have only been tweeted as of yet. They have not been notified. So let us see how what the notification comes, what happens in between, what kind of negotiation happens. All this is there, and we are yet to talk to our customers about this. Wherever we have talked yet, even they don't have much clarity as to how these things are unfolding.
Got it, sir. Sir, you mentioned to an earlier participant that so Malaysia is also importing in India. Sir, earlier we were with the impression like China and Japan and US are, so these are the three big players who are importing. So Malaysia, sir, if you can quantify, like, out of the total imports today, how much share it is, and what is the prices, like, they are importing below the domestic players' prices?
So Malaysia,
I'll just answer on prices. Earlier we never spoke about Malaysia in the context of prices, because the lowest prices are set by China and Japan, and Malaysia used to be higher than those prices. Malaysia has been importing into India for a lot longer than China and Japan. It has been there for ages. It is a well-established player in India, and rightly so, right? But now, after this anti-dumping has happened, we have not been able to get the full advantage of anti-dumping because Malaysia has not really raised the prices up. So that is, that price, around that price, is becoming the new benchmark, rather than the old price plus anti-dumping. So that is the reason now I mentioned Malaysia.
And sir, how much would be the share of Malaysia?
I can't give you that figure often, but Malaysia has always been a significant importer into India. I don't have that figure in front of me. We can share that later.
Got it. Sir, just one last question. Sir, this quarter gross margins have been on the lower side. Despite, sir, you mentioned like we have raised the sulfuric acid prices. Any particular reason why the gross margins are lower?
When gross margins lower where?
In this quarter, sir, it is around 55% compared to 58-60% in the last 2-3 quarters.
Oh, that's because of sulfuric acid, right? So sulfuric acid, though it has become profitable, the margin in sulfuric acid are always lower in percentage terms. In percentage of turnover, they are lower than what they are in insoluble.
Okay, so despite so raising the prices also, it has been not been able to cover the cost. You mean to say that?
No, sulfuric acid is making profits. And it's made profit, and that is why we said that it has been aided by sulfuric acid. But the margin, you gross margin, you say 55%, it is not, it's a little lower in terms of sulfuric acid.
Okay, okay, got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That was the last question for today. Ladies and gentlemen, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I'd like to thank everyone for being part of this call. We hope we've answered your questions. If you need more information, please feel free to contact us or Mr. Devan Dhruva from SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of OCCL Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.